KO4, HKX, mobile.
HKX, KO4, ZEW, it's Ben. How you doing?
Your tones are back.
Let me see what I can do about that. Hold on. Be gone now.
Rage kicks. They're gone. How are you doing today, Ben?
I actually did some welding practice out back. I got little coupons that make little, like, game dice and stuff. So I welded a couple of those and ground them down. I got them sitting outside, sitting on some painted and waiting to dry.
Any little project?
I had a couple things to fix, and I figured instead of, like, paying somebody to fix them, I mean, they were very light jobs. I was like, why am I get a welder and some PPE and learn how to weld myself? So I've got a little low-end MIG 130 flex core welder. It also does stick welding. And teaching myself how to weld. And it's hard, but it's a lot of fun.
You figure it out. It's not that hard. It'll come to you.
It's a lot of skill and it's a lot of artistry. So it's pretty neat. It's a lot of fun, too.
Did you go to Harbor Freight and get you one of the little welders there?
You go to Harbor Freight, but it's an equivalent. It's like one of those low-end Vulcans.
Well, several guys that have got those for just small little spot things they need to do around the house or small jobs at the shop. Somebody does do a lot of welding.
They are excellent for small jobs. And then, like I said, I'm buying these little kits of game dice and welding them together, practicing. And, so they're kind of fun, but yeah, it'll weld up to 1/8 inch, 1/4 inch steel. I haven't really tested it out fully. And, theoretically, you can actually get some flux core and some sticks, and you can do aluminum with it too, but that's a whole nother ball game.
Yep. The main thing you got to watch on a welder like that is the duty cycle. Not to run them too long, because you'll burn them up if you go too long over the duty cycle.
Yeah, agreed. Because what I'll do is I'll run a couple of beads, and then I'll stop and I'll scrub them up with the brush. Hit them with a drill with a wire brush roller, inspect them, you know, see what I did right, see what I did wrong, just kind of take my time with it. And that gives the metal time to cool off, too, so you don't start burning holes in the thing. If you just keep going on it, you'll start burning holes, just because the metal itself is all getting so hot.
You'll cut down on the warpage of your part you're trying to do, too. You got to watch that.
Very true. The warpage, the penetration, stuff on the other side, looking out for wormholes, all those variables.
I'm close to the house. I'll be pulling in the driveway shortly. So I'm going to jump off. Good to hear you this afternoon, and enjoy your welding project there. Hope you have a good time and learn how to do that. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
This KO4ZEW, and I'm going to see if I can get that, whatever that push-to-talk ID that keeps turning on, if I can see if I can just turn off and stay off. I think I got to blow it in. I need to re-blast it with chirp. I think I'll be okay.